we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Siddur. All PSA for our Kadosh Ol Asriya from Marna Rav Zetzal. And this year should be a special S'chus for Rabbi Maroni Morosi Sheyichyu. The S'chus Moshe Ben Malka. The S'chus for Rabbi Yosef Ben Moshe Chai Ben Chana. And Rabbi Moshe Chaim. And the S'chus Yaakov Tzvi Ben Naomi Sara. They should all have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. Refuas ha'nefesh, refuas ha'guf, l'chus yichiel, ben shulamis, bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, ashreinu, matof, chalkeinu, ma'nigur aleinu, ma'yifar yishoseinu, ashreinu shanach ha'mashkimim, u'ma'arivim, erev, v'vokar, b'chol yom tamid, v'omrim pa'amayim b'chol yom, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So we have this amazing chelek. Our chelek is that we're part of Hashem. Manayim Goraleinu, our lot is so pleasant. Pleasant, the Rav explains, is something you get from an unexpected place. That's pleasant. And it's Goral, like a lot, like a lottery. Like we won, Hashem chose us. Like it's luck, we don't understand how. It's coming from a hidden place. But it is what it is. Hashem chose us. And it's like a lot, it just happens. Without us understanding how and why, but it does. Mayafa Yerushasenu, Yofi is harmony, beauty is harmony. Our Yerusha, our inheritance from the Avos, is harmonious with our essence, being descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now Ashreinu Shanachnu, that's Bekitzer Nimratz. And now Ashreinu Shanachnu Mashkimu Ma'arivim. Fortunate are we that we get up early in the morning, Ma'arivim, and we stay up late at night. Erev avoker, at night and in the morning. Ve'omrim, and we say, pa'amayim b'chol yom, twice a day. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. Rosh Hashanah, Kvod Chodesh Elul, Ved, that's the name of His glorious kingdom for all of eternity. So that's what we say in the Olam Adam, as we're getting ready for the Karbanis. So the Rav writes as follows, is very, very tifa shtickel. What shtickel of the Rav isn't tif? Very deep in Yanim here, a lot of Kabbalah, but we're just going to try to understand the Lefier Kenu Hapot in our very small way and according to our very small value and understanding. And as they say, my kleine shel rosh, according to my small brain.
Ha'osher ha'miyuchad shelanu hu shemitoch ha'yisod ha'mekudash ha'ne'edar b'chayim u'v'havaya ha'elyona. הנובע מתוך אור אלוקי אמת השופע עלינו, ומקודש ומקדושת אור תורתו, מהירים מהם על ידי זה גם כל חזיונותינו בעולם, וכל ערכי החיים הרוחניים והחומריים, בטבע, בשכל וברגש, והננו מאחדים את אור הקודש העליון, לחבר את קדושת התפיסה האלוקית מצד הכרת המציאות ופלאי הבריאה, אל מקום ההופעה של דבר השם והתגלותה של תורה. The special osher, the fulfillment that we feel, the strength that we have, is that from the holy foundation, which is ontological, which flows from the godly light of truth that is bestowed upon us, that flows upon us, and from the holiness of the light of His Torah, everything we see in this world shines, all values of life, spiritual and material, in nature, intellect, emotion. And we unite the divine holy light to connect the holiness of the perception
of Hashem from the perspective of recognizing the Metzius, recognizing reality and the wonders of creation, to the place of the revelation of the word of Hashem and the revelation of Torah. What we do is, and this is what makes us so happy, that we are able, because of this divine light that shines on our souls, to take everything in this world and connect it to the source, to Dvar Hashem, to the revelation in the Torah. Ashreinu shehinenu mashkimim u'ma'arivim. Fortunate are we say, that we get up early in the morning and we are up late at night. Mitzad HaKodesh elamala mikol teva u'mikol chok kavua v'higayon המדוד והשקול על פי התכונות שהשכל האנושי יוכל לתפוס אותו. היום הוא קודם ללילה. From the perspective, that's why first we say mashkimim. Mashkimim, we get up in the morning. And then we're up at night. Then ma'arivim. Because from the perspective of what is holy, and above Teva, above nature, above any set law, above logic, above rational faculties, the day precedes the night. First comes the night, the day, and then comes the night. That's the midah, that is the quality of Kodesh. We have a rule in Tractate Chulin on page 83a that Bekodshim Halayla Holech Achar Hayom, in matters relating to the halachos of Kodshim, of sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, the day starts in the morning and then comes the night. We Jews are used to our day starting at night, right? It's only because we're not spending time in the Beis HaMikdash. We'd be in the Beis HaMikdash. Halayla holech achar hayom. The halachic day starts in the morning. You start the karbanos in the morning and finish sacrificing by shkia, and then the leftover things you're allowed to do at night, certain things. And then it starts again the next day. Those who want, we have many, many shiurim and kutchim, and we'd like to give many more. Hashem should give us life. A lot of delicious Torah there in the Beis HaMikdash. But the point is that in the world of kutchim, in the world of holiness, in the world above man's rational faculties, the day starts in the morning, and then comes the night. Mashkimim u'ma'arivim. First morning and then night. Mitoch ha-she'iva elokit shebekoach ha-Torah shenitna bayom. Why is that? Explains the Rav. I'll tell you why day is before night. Because Torah was given by day. Vahi bayom ha-shlishi behiyot ha-bokir. So that's when things started. Our holy life started by day. It's a big chiddush. That's why kachim b'degus halaylo halicha chariyom. Because vayhi bayom ha'shlishi beheyot ha'boker. And it was on the third day, in the morning. In the morning. It starts in the morning. In the world of kachim, it starts in the morning. Torah is kachim. Torah is holiness. In the world of holiness, the day starts in the morning. Hayom kodemu lalayla. V'inenu mashkimim batchila v'chakach ma'arivim. Because we want to be in the world of Kodesh, we start with Hashkam and then we get to Ma'ariv. Then we get to the night. Umnam ka'asher ha'inyan ba'li de ha'ba'a. However, when the matter comes to expression, mitmazeg hu kvar im kol hachushim veharigashot, hatfisot hasichliot veshiifot hanefesh, hane'ezarot mitoch haklita haklalit shel hamitziut, shehi mitkarevet lehabata haba'a mitoch ma'aseh bereishit. Dichtiv bahem vayhi erev vayhi boker yom echad meikara chashucha vehadar nehora vehayom holech achar halayla. When we come to express things, now the Rav is omed on a very important nekuda. First we say mashkim u'marivim, morning then night, and then we say erev avoker, night and then morning. So which is it? Is it morning and then night, or is it night and then morning? Why do we switch the order right in the middle? So then you can say this tefillah 20,000 times and not notice, as many of us have. But now we know, Baruch Hashem. We're mashkim u'marivim, morning and then night, erev avoker, night and morning. Because when it comes to expression, when it already merges with the chushim, with the senses, with the hargashot, with the feelings, with tfisot sichliot, with intellectual understanding, vishi'ifot hanefesh, and the strivings of the human soul, which are aided, which are assisted, hane'ezarot, mitoch haklita klalit shel hamitziut, from the general absorption of reality. In other words, in a more worldly, rational, intellectual, emotional way, this is how we look at the world through Maisa Bereishis. That's nature. What was the order of nature? Vayhi erev, vayhi boker, yom echad. First night, and then day. So in our world, not in the world of Kachim, in the world of nature, first comes night, and then comes day. First comes darkness, meikara chashucha, vehadar nehora. First comes darkness, and then comes light. And the night, the day, follows the night. And we say, erev vavoker. So that's why we switch it in the middle. Because first we talk about the world of Kachim, the holy world, the Torah-dika world, and we're combining the two, as we said earlier. So from the Torah perspective, day and then night. From a worldly perspective, night and then day. Meikara chashucha, first darkness, v'hadar nahor. And even our worldly perspective is drawn from the Torah. Vayere vayvoker yom echad. First darkness, then light. That's the derech ha'olam. That's how you get anything good in life, sweet friends. First there has to be darkness. There's that struggle, and then comes the light. And we say morning and night twice a day. Lichlol et shnei mikorot halalu bechoveret mleya oz chayim vigdulat yesha olamim kedushat hakarat kabbalat malchut shamayim havokat vechoderet bemaamakei haneshama shelanu hamechadeshet et ziva aleinu behod vehadar benoam vesimcha. And we say twice a day because we want these two topologies, these two archetypes, day and night, not just time periods, but even what they represent. Day in Kabbalah and philosophy represents certain things. Night represents other things. Two different aspects of our lives. We do different things in day and at night. Tonight, our night isn't night anymore because we have electricity. But in the olden days, night was night and day was day. Today, it's 24 hours a day, day. But we want to combine the two of them. We want to be makabel machos shamayim, both by day and by night, with great pleasantness, with great joy, with splendor, with glory. And we say, as we say again, אשרינו שאנחנו משכימים ומערבים ערב ובוקר, first השכמה, then הערבה, then ערב, then בוקר, as we explain why first קדשים, and then nature, and we say twice a day, so that both during the day and at night, we acknowledge and proclaim Malchus Shamayim, God's kingdom, dominion over us in the world, and the world. V'ninu omrim, and we say Shema Yisrael. What does this pasuk mean? We've said it, you know, thousands of times, countless times. V'ninu omrim Shema Yisrael. Ha'akshava Yisraelit hamyuchedet. There is a special Jewish listening. Gentiles have ears, and Jews have ears, and our ears are a funny shape, and their ears are a funny shape. But the internal listening of the Jew is unique. Hazrua melo mizra or chaye kodesh kodeshim b'tehom neshmat Yisrael hakduma ha'ola b'machshava elyona שורשה ועיקרה של תורת כל חי וקיים לעדי עד. This unique Jewish listening, Shema Yisrael, which is completely planted with the light of the Holy of Holies, the light of the life of the Holy of Holies, in the depths of the Jew, of the primordial Jewish soul, which came up in the mind of Hashem and is rooted in the Torah of the living God who is forever. Shema Yisrael, that very special Jewish listening, those special Jewish ears. Hashem Elokeinu, shehinenu mekirim yichud elokuto aleinu mitoch ha'hofa'a shel hitgalut Hashem ha'miyuchada al nishmoteinu. We recognize the yichud, the unity, the focus of God on us. Hashem, lo Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokeinu, Shem Havaya, Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey, is our God, Elokeinu. From the revelation of the appearance of Hashem on our souls, מתוך הופעה של התגלות השם המיוחדה לנשמותינו, מתוך אורה וזוהרה של תורת אמת. From the light and shine of the true Torah. So Hashem is appearing on our souls through the light of Torah. That's Hashem Elokeinu. And then Hashem Echad, Ha'achdut Ha'brura Be'otzem Taharata Lo tofia b'shum higayon B'shum haskala enoshit B'shum hakara She'eze davar min hagufaniyut V'hachushiyut Ozer lahem. Hashem is one. This clear unity, oneness in all of its purity, will not appear in any logic, in any human understanding, in any recognition. She'eze dafar min hagufaniyut v'achushiyut ozer lahem, that anything that bodily functions and senses can be of aid and assistance. No, this achdus is not on that level. Al ken rak b'kneset Yisrael revayat tal orot של גילוי שכינה בכל הווייתה, השם אחד מתגלה בהוד קודשו. And therefore, only in Knesset Yisrael, only in the holy congregation of Israel, which is saturated with the dew of the lights of the revelation of the Shechina in all of its being. Hashem Echad, God being one, Mitgale is revealed behold Kodesho in its holy splendor. So that's what it means. Shema Yisrael, the special Jewish listening, Hashem Elokeinu, we recognize Hashem being our personal God, Hashem Echad. Only the Jewish people can fully perceive, with nothing that comes from anything physical, that Hashem is one, because that is what is revealed to our souls. Not on the body level, on the soul level, we perceive this. That's the Hakshava Yisraelit HaMiuchedet, the special Jewish listening. Zoti Emrat HaNetzach VeHahod. This is a saying of, maybe he's referring here to the Kabbalistic spheres of Netzach and Hod, of eternity and splendor. Shekol HaChrazat Kedushat Shem HaShem Elokei Emet, that all declaration of the holiness of the name of Hashem, the God of truth, HaMiuchedet L'Goy HaKadosh, that's unique to the holy nation, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, one nation on earth, none like us. U'mitoch HaItalut, and from the elevation, Shalidei HaOrah Pnimit HaZot, through this internal light, Anu Ma'alim Gam Ken Et Kol HaTochen HaMada'i, we elevate also the intellectual content. Et kol yesod shel hakara elokit ba mitzad kol ma'aseh bereshit. The whole foundation of recognizing God that comes from all of creation, the creation of the world. Hamukarim bechushim u'mitvadim bevinat halev v'sechlo abahir shel ha'adam, that is recognizable in the senses and is known in the discernment of the heart and the clear mind and intellect of man, who is created Hanivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Anu Omrim Baruch, who is created in the image of God. Anu Omrim Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed, Shehashem Hazeh Mu'ar Lanu Al Yedei Hod Yad Hashem HaMitgale B'Chol Ma'aseh B'Reishit. So remember we said at the beginning that we have our perception of Hashem, which is above anything physical, and then we connect the godliness above this world to the godliness of this world. Maybe we would use the Chabad term that they use so often, Memale Kol Almin and Sovev Kol Almin, that Hashem surrounds the worlds, because he's above the worlds, and then he's in the worlds. He's transcendental and he's immanent, both. Kiviyachol. Shema Yisrael is transcendental. Only the Jewish person can understand that. It's above this world. Shema Yisrael, only Israel. And then the Baruch Shem is now coming down. What they call in Kabbalah, Shema is Yichuda Ilah, Baruch Shem is Yichuda Tata. There's a lot of Kabbalah around this that I don't even begin, not even begin to understand. And that is because I am just small. I recently heard someone say, I don't understand the Kabbalah, but it's okay because my Rebbe didn't either. I'm not going to say my Rebbe doesn't understand Kabbalah. Dafka, some of my Rebbeim do understand Kabbalah very well. I just don't understand because I'm a nothing. But that's the Yichud Eilah is Shema Yisrael, and the Yichud Tata is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vod. There's false modesty, and then there's emes. And that wasn't false at all. That was Baruch Hashem. Anyway, sweet friends, back to us. The Baruch Shem and Shema. So Baruch Shem is the Yichud HaTata. That's this world. That's the making Hashem one in this world. Baruch Shem, blessed is the name of Hashem's glorious kingdom forever and ever. That's what's revealed in this world. V'tachat asher kol tfisa sechlit tuchal leshtanot. Aidei shinuyei atchunot asher lemasigim. Al yad v'koach hasechal enoshi lo tishtane la'adei ad ha'akara elyona zot shel dat Hashem gam b'chelka ha'sechli shu ha'sheni b'madrega v'pnei sh'akara kdosha zot metachedet hi em ha'akara elyona atzmit העומדת למעלה מכל שכל וכל חוש, מכל טבע ומכל הגבלה, ומתאחדת היא באור קדושתה של תורה המובעה באומר סלע של שמה ישראל. So we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Ved, and this name, this shame, Baruch Shem, this name is blessed, source of blessing, is shined to us through the splendor of the hand of Hashem that is revealed in all of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, through which we see that there is no investigation to Hashem's greatness and the glory of His kingship. And different than any intellectual perception that can change, when we change, we view things differently. We change the narrative, as they say today. But this will never change. Lo tishtane la'ad, forever will not change the elevated recognition of Das Hashem, even in the chelek ha'sichli, even in the intellectual way, which is sheni b'madrega, which is only second in its level. Because we have a level where we understand God even beyond the senses, beyond the intellect. Because this Hakara Kedosha, this holy recognition, is merged with the higher recognition that is above the intellect. In other words, the intellect changes, the narrative changes, the perspective changes. But the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Al Olam Ved, the recognition of Malchus Shemayim, is connected to the Shema Yisrael. The Shema Yisrael is above the intellect. It's above the senses. And that never changes, so the Baruch Shem never changes either. So we connect to the two. Al Ken, Im Ziltak, and that's Omer Sela, it's eternal Shema Yisrael. Never changes. Al Ken Gam Ziltak Ara, therefore this Hakar also, Abba Mishum Mishem Kvod Malchuto, that comes from the name of the glory of His kingship, einena hakara zmanit cholefet ki omedet leolam va'ed. It isn't temporary, it stands forever. Rabbi Isai, this piece was super awesome. Fortunate are we that we get up early and we go to sleep late. Night and morning, which represents first morning in Kachim, morning and then night. In nature, night and then morning, vayer vayvoker yom echad. And we say twice a day because we want to unite both. We want to unite the world of nature together with the world of Torah. And therefore we say, mashkimim u'ma'arivim. What does mashkimim u'ma'arivim represent? Hashkama comes first, morning and then night. That's kachim. And then what do we say first? Vomrim pamayim b'chol yom. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The special Jewish listening that God is our God and He is one, and this is something that is perceived only by the Jew because it's above nature, above the intellect. It is in the DNA of our souls. And then Erev Vavoker, and then we talk about Erev and Boker, and then that parallels the second thing we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Ve'ed, which is seeing God through nature, with our intellect, with our emotion. And this is something that is Le'olam Va'ed. It will last forever. It will never change because it is rooted in the Shema Yisrael, which is above change, which is above nature, which is above our human physical sensory perception. And since the Baruch Shem is rooted in the Shema Yisrael, the Yichud Tata and the Yichud Ilah, therefore neither will ever change. And this will be forever. Wow. Ashreinu, b'emet ashreinu. Wow. So, mirtz Hashem, Mori Rabbeisai, it was just a franiganim, as they say in Spanish. An absolute delight and pleasure. And please God, we will hopefully continue our shiurim in the Sidur and see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most, most beloved friends.